Crypto is often framed through controversy, scams, power grabs, and instability for good reason. But the new documentary of Vitalik and Ethereum's story offers a different perspective, one I wasn't sure still existed. It focuses on Vitalik Buterin and the vision behind Ethereum, capturing a side of the crypto world that I thought had disappeared. Idealistic, deliberate, and grounded in long-term thinking. Today I'm speaking with the directors Chris Temple and Zach Ingrassi to discuss the film, its subjects, and the broader context it's entering into. Here's Ingrassi.
Well, I think we're really excited that the film is finally coming out. I think why we started to make this film is because of Vitalik, and he really is this perfect documentary participant because he isn't that billionaire we've come to expect. You know, he is this humble, kind of reluctant celebrity, which made him both difficult to film with, but also the perfect participant, like I said. And I think his journey is really interesting for even those people who don't care about crypto, don't really care to understand it. I mean, this film is really about this human story, this journey of being this 19-year-old inventor of Ethereum, which is at the core of this $1 trillion business, and his journey from this quiet teenager to really this reluctant leader of a global movement.
Similar to you, we're not crypto evangelists. We have not been, you know, we're not technology creators in crypto. We're documentary filmmakers. And I think like a good film starts with questions. And I think we went into this asking a lot of questions around, you know, the role of technology in our lives, especially centered around the role of these creators. Because in our minds, technology itself is not neutral. Technology is a reflection of the values, the blind spots, the experiences of the founder who encodes those values into it. And I think we're seeing that in AI, all the different AI elements that are being coded and created. We've seen that with social media sites and Mark Zuckerberg leading the changes of how Facebook operates and moves forward. And you know, I think what is especially interesting, and you'll see it in the film, is that for Vitalik, he isn't Mark Zuckerberg because he specifically has coded Ethereum where he does not control the decision-making that's happening there. So when he wanted to, in the film, come up with a new change within Ethereum to make the technology 99% more energy efficient, you know, this big new change, he couldn't just do it. He had to then kind of go on this campaign and this whole element of built a soft power shift to try to get all these other people on board and the community and the builders to all decide that this was a good idea together. And on one hand, that's really cool that you don't have that totalitarian, authoritarian approach to some of these companies, but it also creates a lot of challenges and messiness. And I think throughout the film, you know, you follow both the positive and the negative consequences of that have happened within crypto. I think you see, you know, some of the negative elements when you have a new technology like this, that North Korea has hacked it for over $6 billion, right? All of crypto. And that has funded their nuclear program. And there's some real like global challenges that come as a result of that change. But then on the other side, we saw some real positives when, you know, the Ukraine war first started. Vitalik and many others in the Ethereum community started crowdfunding right away to get money to the front lines in Ukraine because the banking system had failed. So you couldn't get money in and out of Ukraine, but crypto you could instantly get within a few hours to the front lines to those who needed it. And so, you know, these new changes in technology, when you start breaking systems in that way, there's always going to be unintended consequences. But those are the questions that we're fascinated about of how we deal with that into the future.
Vitalik Buterin. He's the engineer recognized as the inventor of Ethereum.
The blockchain movement's biggest celebrity
has become something like the philosopher king of crypto.
Oh God, why are people listening to me? I'm just a guy.
Vitalik and Ethereum Story will be available on video on demand on April 15th. Before I go, there's a new film coming to film streams that I'm very excited to see. It's called Sacramento. It stars Michael Cera, Kristen Stewart, and Michael Angarano, who also wrote and directed the film. I wanted to connect with Elijah Hofer, General Manager of Programming at Film Streams, to quickly discuss.
This one's really special. It's really one of my favorites this year. It's this road trip buddy comedy filled with anxieties of your 30s. Of new parenthood. It's kind of got these shades of Sideways to it. It's going to be a really, really fun time in the theater. You don't really see these types of movies make it to the big screen anymore.
Sacramento is now playing at Film Streams. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.